The mask. No, the mask lower. To focus you, otherwise he is broken. Why? Because now...
אל בשביל היוחד מקורא, תאפי יום דל. נראה לרשבו, דימש מלא אם לא נוקט משוס היוחד ושוס הרבי. משוס היוחד ושוס היוחד ושוס הרבי באמצע. Now here is the case of משוס הרבי ושוס הרבי ושוס היוחד באמצע. Why not the case of משוס היוחד ושוס היוחד ושוס הרבי באמצע, כמו יצפלוק תל רבקים ורבונו? Why do they mention a different case? The answer is because here there is a special reason as to why the Rebbe is Mechayev. Because it's a Rishna Yochid Mikore, and so we say basically Mandamalida. Vahidi, the Gitten Perkazere, Gabehoise Melesar Rishagak, Vizokolo. So Kim Shenichnas, as soon as it enters the Avir of the Chotzer, so then she becomes Mikreshis. Vikoma, even before it falls to the ground. Vikoma, Kiman Kerebe. יום אקלוט כי מי שהוא חדמי so גו שהוא חדמי so we saw the rabbi the shmuel so it they are the gemara says ki man ki rebbe so that means that rebbe's din is based upon the concept of kulta ki mishun kho not because of basic man mali dame so the rabbi we saw the rabbi the shmuel the hoche the amr le chayv rebbe shel yoch mi kore und di du so ich lishnu ye so the so and according to Rav and Shmuel, that they say that Rebbe's din is based upon the aloche of basic man the mali dome. So mimele, so why do we say that Toise Meres al Rishagag Rizokalo? Kim shenich taslav echatzeros she is mikreshes because there we don't need any aloche. It's only telling that it should be mishtamer in the chotzer. So even before it's noch on the ground. It's already mishtamer in the chotzer. So memeyo the chotzer is kinda the get. We saw the rabbi shmuel ochet amud lechayv rabbi shusha yochem nikure. We did tzorich lishnu yedu hosu mishmi niture. As long as it's mishtamer, kim shanu hosu malim le rabonon. Afilu tem rabonon. Kip ligi rabonon li in Shabbos. Aber lochem mishmi niture. So memeyo it doesn't have to be. So too, that Pluto is lavki mishmi unchodam ye. But as soon as it is mishtamer in the chotzer, so memeyo there is the key in chotzer and she is mikureshes. Amai chayev mishusha yochid mishusha yochid komar. So you more as the kashe דיקר רבי יסי ברבי יהוד פושעת בעל הבית שיודו לחוץ ונוסלם שיח יודו שלון ימי חייב משוסה יוחד לשוסה יוחד כמו אופיק ואפילו משומשית ובדיותה so the question is so why should he be חייב but why shouldn't he be חייב after all there is a special aloche a special zersakosu that meishit משוסה יוחד לשוסה יוחד דרך ישוס הרבי, בדיוט האחס, so he's חייב, so here the בלבייס is מישי the חיפץ to the עוני, ואפילו, so we could say, because here the Mishneh doesn't deal דווקא with דיוט האחס, so Teisa says, no, even if the Mishneh has reference to a case of דיוט האחס, so he still couldn't be חייב, why? ואפילו משומי של דיוט האחס, even if the בלבייס and the עוני, so our place, in connection with each other, bidyut achas. Let's say here is the balabais, and here is the rishus harabim, and then the oni is over here. So bidyut achas. So he still couldn't be chayev. Lifi ayoshal me dimatzrich sheikablenu sheinim yodim. So this is teisa shite. This is teisa shite that daf gimel amadalim. So he mentioned the Yerushalmi that when is the chiyu? When is there a chiyuv of meishit even b'yut achas only when the so when is mikabel sheni miyodi? But in this case, if he puts it, let's say, on the ground, on the floor, there is no chiyuv. And here, if there is a kabbalah betrasko, so the kabbalah is not miyodi, so there is no chiyuv. Of Meshit, because here the Kabbalah is not in the Yad, the Kabbalah is in the Rishus Hayochid. In the Rishus Hayochid. So mainly there is no Chiyuv of Meshit. Now we mentioned at that time that the Shita of Rashi, the Flamigimo and Erev, is to the contrary. And the Rashi Shita is that there is a Chiyuv of Meshit, Mishus Hayochid. Derech Rishus Rabbim, B'tyut Achas, even if he puts it on the floor of the Bais. That's Rashi Shita, that's Lamed Gimel Erev. So, what will Rashi do? So the answer is, So Rashi will say, because here the Mishnah is, does not limit itself to a case of a yudachas. Teisa says, "Vafilu mishimeju yudachas lemechayev." Because Teisa the Shita say, but according to Rashi, so the kashi of the Gemara is, "Amaychayev shayochli shayochit komafik." So in other words, and of course, when the Mishnah says that the blabayis is chayev, the Mishnah is, does not limit itself to the case of yudachas. So even to the case of shtei yudeis. So why should it be chayev? Why should it be chayev? All right. Kan lematam yud. So the bottom of the Gemara is kashi. Elo traskel shibrishus arabim, rishus ayochidu. So he shouldn't be chayev. So he's not meitzi. Mishus ayochid, rishus arabim. He is meitzi, mishus ayochid, derech rishus arabim. So lay me the lake rabbi isi rabbi yud. The time rabbi isi rabbi yud, menot konu rishus arabim, or ishi traskel, zol no chal kabov, chayev. Vik rabbi isi rabbi yud, efo shibar abayis, yod lechuz, nos nusikir lishoroni. Amar chayev, mishus ayochid, rishus ayochid, kom ofik. Because we say good achis. So the Gemara says, "Afilu teim Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, ho som lemaylam yud, hoche lematom yud, hoche lematom yud." So you cannot say good achis. Vim teima, nei d'shus ayochid lo yave, rishus arabim name lo yave, elo ki karmeles, lo yamud gavei ashleisho, virochiv dalet, v'amai chayev. So Teisa's kasha is, even if it's lematom yud, so memele the traskel couldn't acquire the status of a rishus ayochid, even according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. But let it be a mokim p'tur. Teisa says karmeles, but karmeles has significance mid rabbonon. I mean, so every karmeles mid raisa is a mokim p'tur. So Teisa's real kasha is, so let the traskel that the only holds, let it be considered as a mokim p'tur, as a karmeles, all right. So Mimele, why should he be chayev? So he's meitzi in effect. He's meitzi. The Balabayis is meitzi. Mishus Ayochid. Likamales. Limokim tu. Not Mishus Ayochid. Mishus Arab. V'yesh leima. The Inkamales bekeli. Kmo shepirish Rashi. Likamon gabi hoiso kuposim minachas. Now, let's see the Rashi. Here the Gemara. Let's turn to the Gemara. Of Kupi. Dafches omidal. The fifth line from the end of the Omid. Eis ve'ravade bar masne lirov. Hoiso kuposei munachas b'yoshus arabi. Govei ha'asor. Urichovo dalet ei mitalteli. Loi miteicho l'yoshus arabim v'loi mishus arabim l'iseicho. Poches mika mitalteli. Poches mika mitalteli. So what does it mean? Now let's see the Rashi there. So if you have in the street, in the rishus arabim, you have a box, a kupi, and the kupi stands in the bar, in the Rishus Arabi, and it's Govei Asoro, and it's Rechov Dalet. It's Rechov Dalet, so it has a din of Rishus Ayochid. So Memele, if you take something from the Karka Rishus Arabi, and you put it, you take something from the Rishus Arabi, and you put it in the Kupo, so in effect, you are Meitzi, Mishus Arabi, Mishus Ayochid. Or vice versa, if you take out something from the Kupo, and you put it in the Rishus Arabi, so you are Meitzi, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Arabi. So let me say, Poches Mikam Mitalto. Let's see the Rashi. Ein Mitaltoin, the Haver Rishus Ayochid Latzo. Poches Mikam, Oy Begeva, Oy Berechav Mitalto. Vim Teima, Poches Miyud, Or Chobo Dalet, Kamlesi, Loi Gozer Rabonon Li Vatule Mitiraskeli. Hoy Lukliu. Hoy Lukliu. So what does Rashi as the Kashi? Why do we say that Poches Mikam? So let's say if the kupo, let's say, is 9 tvachim high, 8 tvachim high, 7 tvachim high. So then, you are allowed to take out something from the Rishus Arabim and put it in the box, in the kupo. But why should you be allowed? 2, it's not a Rishus Ayochid, the kupo, but the Karmeles it is. And 1 is not allowed to be made from a Rishus Arabim to a Karmeles, as long as it's Rechov Dalet, even though it's not Gavei Ayud. It's Gavei Atez, Gavei Achez, Zayin. So Memele, you should be also. That's Rashi's kashi. So Rashi says, "Vim teila poches miyudu chov dalet kamlesi." So the teretz of Rashi is, "Loi gozer rabbonu livatul mitiras keilim hoy lukliu." So in other words, in view of the fact that the holding of kamles is mit rabbonu, because in mokim p'tur you're allowed to be meitzi from a rishus arabim in mokim p'tur. You're not even mit rabbonu you're allowed to carry from a rishus arabim in mokim p'tur. You're not allowed to carry from a Rishus Arabim in the Karmeles, but from a Rishus Arabim in the Mokim Tu, you're allowed to carry. So, Mimele, So Mimeles, so the whole din of Karmeles is only mit Rabbonon. So that means, so he says, the Loigoza Rabbonon Livatule Mitiras Kelim. Hoilukli, in view of the fact that it's a Kele, it's a Kupo, so Mimeles, the Chachomim did not endow it with the status of a Karmeles. So Mimeles, if the Chachomim did not endow it with the status of a Karmeles, so what kind of a status does it have? Mokim Tu! So in other words, it doesn't make any difference whether it has Dalet al Dalet or it doesn't have a Dalet al Dalet. If it's a Kele, so even if it has Dalet al Dalet, it doesn't have a Chalish and Karmeles. So what is it? It has a Chalish and Mokim Tu. Now, if it has a Chalish and Mokim Tu, if it has a Chalish and Mokim Tu, so maybe it's Mutar to carry from the Rishus Rabbi and Mokim Tu. This is what Rashi says. Now the question is, so how does Taisa say? Now Taisa here is the Kashi. V'nei d'roshus ha'yochid lehavi, roshus ha'rabim name lehavi, elu ki karmeles, p'mo yom utlovei ashlei shevrochiv dalet, v'amai chayev. Now, so the Kashi is because it's a karmeles. The whole significance of karmeles is the rabbonadika significance. So, in other words, whether karmeles or mokim tur, it doesn't make any difference. He's still potter. The difference between karmeles and mokim tur is the rabbonadika difference. So, mimele, the Kashi of thesis is, it is a Karmeles or it's a Mokim Tu. So Mimele, why should it be Chayev? Even if it's Lemato Miyut. So the Balabais, in effect, is Meitzi Mioshus HaYochid, not Lishus HaRabim, but Le Karmeles or Le Mokim Tu. So then Teisa says, V'yeish Leima Adin Karmeles V'Kelim, K'mo Yishepirish Rashi, Le Kamon Gabi Hoiso Kupasim Minachas. But Rashi says that Luigoza Rabbonu Livatule Mitiras Kelim. So in other words, since the whole din of the Rabbonon, since the whole din of Karmeles is the Rabbonon di Galoche, so the Chachomim did not endow it with the Chalishem Karmeles Kelim. So Memele, it's not a Karmeles. So if it's not a Karmeles, so what is it? It's a Mokim Tu. So Memele, you are allowed to carry from the Rishus Rabbim into the Kupi. Because one is allowed to be made from a Rishus Rabbim into a Mokim Tu. But that is no teretz on Teisa's Kashe. So why should the Balabais be Chayev? In order to be Chayev, he must be made from a Rishus Rabbim, which is a Yochid, not from a Rishus Rabbim into a Karmeles, or even from a Rishus Rabbim into a Mokim Tu. Mokim Tu. So Eloki Karmeles, so why should he be? Why should it be Chayiv? Why should it be Chayiv? Lemata Miyut. So what's the teretz Moshepirish Rashi in Kamal Vekeli? So we have to say that even though Teisves refers to Rashi, so he mentions Rashi, it's similar to Rashi Svore, but there is a difference between Rashi Shite and Teisves Shite. Rashi Shite is that in Kamal is Vekeli, but in Mokim Ptur it is. In Mokim Tu it is. Teisa Shite is, no, not only in Karmeles Bekelim, in Mokim Tu Bekelim either. In other words, that the Kele becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. That's Teisa Shite. And Ben Rishani mentioned it. The Rajba mentions it. That the Kele becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So Rashi Shite is not that the Kele becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. Rashi Shite is that the Kele does not have a Chaleis din Karmeles. The Chachomim did not endow a Kele with the Shem Karmeles. But in Mokim Tu it can be. Teisa Shite is no. The same svore that Rashi says in regard to Karmeles, so Teisa applies it even to Mokim Tu. But it's not the same Shite as Teisa. And according, Rashi Shite is not the same Shite as Teisa. According to Teisa, so Kele becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. So Memele, if it becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim, it's not even Mokim Tu. And the Rashba explains it. Why is a Kele a bottle to the Rishus Rabbim? Because when you have a Leveino, if you set up a Leveino in the Rishus Rabbim, so that is going to remain there all the time. So Mimele, it's Kevei HaRishus Bifnei Atzmi. Mashiach in a Kele, no person will leave a Kele in the Rishus Rabbim. So if he does leave a Kele for the Rishus Rabbim, it's for a few minutes only. Who will leave it fastball in the Rishus Rabbim? So it's only for a moment. So since it's not likely to remain there for good, so Mimele, for the duration of the time that it does remain there, it becomes bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. This is the Shita of Teisves. But Rashi Shita is not that it becomes bottle to Rishus Rabbim. It doesn't acquire a Chalei Shem Karmeles. So Mimele, there is a fundamental difference between Teisve Shite and Rashi Shite. Now let's see. Let's see why is Teisves and Rashi Achilik. I mean, they apply the same svari. They apply the same svari, but still there is a difference. Rashi says in Kamal is Bekelim, and Teisves says not only in Kamal is Bekelim, but even in Mokim Ptur Bekelim, it becomes bottled of Rishas Rabbi. Now turn to the Gemara Dafches. Omar Abaye Dafches after the two dots. Omar Abaye Dafches Om Dalet. Zora Kaveres. Kaveres is a cylindrical vessel. In other words, so it's circular. So Govei Ayud V'Rechov Avov is Chayev. Rechov Avov Pot. So if the Kaveres, the cylinder, is 10 Tvachim high, and the diameter is 6 Tvachim, so then according to the Klal of Kol Amse B'Ribui Amse U'Trechum Shebalachseine, so Memele you can inscribe a square. You can inscribe a square of Dalet al Dalet. So Memele, that means that the Kaveres, if it's Govei Ayud and Rochev Vov, so Memele, it is Govei Ayud V'Rochev Dalet al Dalet. So it is a Rishus Ayochet. So Memele, Zohar Kaveres Rishus Arabi, Govei Ayud, Veino Rechov Vov, so it's not a Rishus Ayochet, this Kaveres, so it's Chayev. Rechov Vov, but if the diameter is 6 Vochim, so then you can inscribe a Dalet al Dalet inside, so Memele, it's a Rishus Ayochet, so it's Potter. So what if it's a Rishus Ayochet, why should it be Potter? So Rashi says, Rechov Vov Potter. So let's see the first Rashi, the fifth line. Kaveres agulo gavei ayud kleimer afilu gavei ayud imeino rechov avov b'mtzor so chayev dakat echifetz baal mehu vein rishus latz because it's not rishus ayochid lahav rishus deraisel lo gavei ayud rechov dalet kedamrinam beirav dechol shiurim nishabes orchim valchsunam vidavrogu ki merabes lo misechei umafki igu shesulav v'ribua lo mishpachel vidalim merboim lahav igu likor mishish. Alright. Then he says, Rechov Avov Poter, they have a Rishus Le'atzmo, V'anan Mimishkan Gamrinon, Sheho Yuzirkin Machteyen Bimlachton, Zelo Ze, V'lo Yuzirkin Rishuis. So why is Rechov Avov Poter? Because it is a Rishus Ayochid. So what if he is a Rishus Ayochid? Let him be Chayev, because he was Zerik, a Chifetz that is a Rishus Ayochid. Rishus Ayochid, Rishus Arabi. So he should be Chayev. So he says, because when is Erik Chayev, we learn it out from Mishkan. So in Mishkan, the Zerike took place in connection with Chafotzi, objects. Chafotzi, not in Machtin, not in connection with Rishuis. So in Mele, there is no Chiyuv of Zerik and Rishuis. So if it's Govei Ayud, or Rechov Avov, so then it has a Chalei Shem Rishus Ayochid. So if one is Erik something that is not a Mir Chifetz Baalme, but it is a Rishuis, there is no chiyuv of zirik. There is no chiyuv of zirik. V'im teima b'drigovei ha'asor onam rishus la'atzmoi. Do shmo kamles. So Rashi has tikashe. So if there is a special haloch that zirik chafotzim is chayim, but zirik rishuis is poter, so why only if it is govei ha'asor or chov avov, even if it's not govei ha'asor? Let's see, govei ha'tez, govei ha'chez, zayin. He should also be poter, because the kaveres is not because it's a rishus, it's a kamelis. So he says, "Vim tebe lo igvei asor nam rishus laatzmi do shmo kamelis. Ahi lav midraise av rishus elo midrabonon veloi lehokil al divretei rabo kegein zu sheipata mechatus." So Rashi says, "There is no zrike chiyuv mitam zeirik for a rishus, only for zrikas chafotzi." So that's the reason as to why if it's Rechov Avov and Govei Ayud, so he's Potter, because then it's a Rishus. So yes, even if it's Rechov Avov less than Yud, and even if it's Govei less than Yud, and Rechov Avov Dalet, so it's also a Kamales. A Kamales is a Rishus. So he says, Kamales is a Rishus Midrabonon, but Midraise every Kamales is a Mokim Ptur. Mokim Ptur, Rashi Shite, it does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Kamales, Rishus Ayochi, it has a Chalishem Rishus. It's a domain. It's a certain kind of a domain. And Rishus Arabim is also a Rishus. Kamales Midrabonon is also a Rishus. But Mokim Ptur is not even a Rishus. Kamales Midrabonon is a Rishus. But Midraise every Kamales is a Mokim Ptur. So it doesn't have a Chalei Shem Rishus. And that's the reason as to why Midrabonon is Oseh, to be made see from a Rishus Arabim into a Kamales and from a Rishus Ayochid into a Kamales. But from a Rishus Arabim into Mokim Ptur, it's muta to be made see. From a Rishus Ayochid into Mokim Ptur, it's muta to be made see. Why? There is not even this Rabbonon. The answer is, every Rabbonon must have a certain basis in the Dreise. So too, there is an Isar Itzoya of Meitzim Yashus Lashus. So the Isar, the Raisa of Meitzim Yashus Lashus applies to a Meitzim Yashus Ayoch Lashus Arabi. But Carmelis is not a Rishus. But Midrabonon Carmelis is a Rishus. So Mimele, Midrabonon, it's also to be Meitzim Yashus Ayoch Lashus or Mishus Arabi Lashus. Mashenki Mokim too. So even Midrabonon doesn't have a Halisham Rishus. So there is no Isar in Midrabonon. So Mimele, so Carmelis has a Halisham Rishus only Midrabonon. It has Chalishim Rishus, but no, excuse me, just one second. But mid Raise, every Kamales has a Shem Mokim Tur. So Mimele is Chayev. Two, there is no Chiyuv for Zerik Rishuiz. There is a Chiyuv only for Zerik Chafotzim. But Kamales mid Raise is a Chayvetz. It's a Chayvetz. And Mokim Tur is a Chayvetz also, because it doesn't have a Chalishim Rishus. So Rashi said, so this is what he says. Vim teima bedloi gvoya asor onam rishus la'atzmoi. Do shmo kamles, hayi lav midraise av rishus, el midrabonon. Because midraise, it's a mokim tu. Veloi nohoki lav divri teira bo, ki in zushi yipote mechatos. So we see a big chidesh in Rashi. That Rashi shite is that mokim tu does not have a chalishem rishus. Mokim tu. Kamles midrabonon has a chalishem rishus. Midraise, every kamles is a mokim tu. Mashein kein, Mashein Kane, Rishus Ayochid has a Halishem Rishus. So Mele, if it's Govei Ayud, Virochi Vov, so Mele is Foter. Why? Because there is no Chiyuv Zeirik for Rishus. Only Zrikas Chafotzi. So Mele, Rashi says, Rashi Shite is, Vim Teim Apoches Niyud, Ur Chov Dalet, is Kalmalesi. So he says, Loi Gozer Rabbono Livatule Miteras Kelim, Hoi Lukliyu. So Memele, so he says, that he does not a Kele, does not, cannot have a Chalishem Rishus. A Kele. Because Kalmales, Mide Rabbonon, the whole Iser of being Meiti, Mishus Ayochid Li Kalmales, is based, Mishus Arabim Li Kalmales. Or Mishus Ayochid Likamales is based upon the fact that Kamales Midrabonon has a Chalishem Rishus. But if it wouldn't have a Chalishem Rishus, so there would be no Issa Midrabonon, because the Chachomim didn't invent new Isurim. All the Isurim Midrabonon are based upon certain categories of the Raise. Of the category of the Raise is consists in Meitzim Rishus Rishus. That's a certain category. So Kamales Midrabonon is a Rishus. So Memele, there is an Isra Rabbon. But Mokim Ptur, even with Rabbon, he does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Now, a Kele cannot have a Chalishem Rishus. Why? Because what's the definition of a Kele? A Kele is a functional object. But something that fulfills a certain Tashmish, a certain function. So Memele, it cannot have a Chalishem Rishus. It cannot have a Chalishem Rishus. So Memele, if it does not have a Chalishem Rishus, so what is it, Nefet? A Chayvetz. Some Mele, if it's a Chayfet, some Mele, there is no Isa of Midrabonon of Meitzim Yashus Lashus. But a Kele can be Mokim Ptur. Why? Because Rashi Shiti is that Mokim Ptur does not have Chalishem Rishus. So there is no stira between the Kele, which by definition, in its essence, is a functional object, which is something entirely different than a Rishus, and the Mokim Tur, because the Mokim Tur, no Mokim Tur is a Rishus. So Mele, there is no inconsistency between the Chalish and Kele, and Mokim Tur, and the Mokim Tur. Now, this is Rashi Shite. Masha'im Kin Teisve Shite, Teisve, so Rashi Lishitosi. Rashi explains the Gemara of Abaye, of Zohar Kavares Lishus Arabi, Govei Ayud and Rechov Avov, is poter because there is no chiyuv of zrikas rishuis. But teisves, I mentioned already the teisves. Teisves says here is chovo shisho poter shakaveres atzmo nasis rishus ayochit ki shetanuach v'yave ki zirik mishus ayochit rishus ayochit der rishus arabim di poter ki dikom al yil do yal zirik meishit v'afil rabba ki vedo makvuto ki mishum chodam yoche poter dichol mokim shumunachas choshiv rishus ayochit. So I mentioned I think more than once, that the Pshat and Teisves is that a Rishus HaYochid, when you park, let's say, a car in the Rishus HaRavim, in the street, so Al Pidin, it's not noch in the street. It's noch in its own Rishus. When you park a car in the street, it's like building a building in the street. So then will you say that the building rests in the Rishus HaRavim just because you build it on the karka? And the karka that heretofore was the karka Rishus HaRavim? No! So the same way, if you park a car in the Rishus HaRavim, so it's noch in its own Rishus, it's not noch in the Rishus HaRavim. The Maral Miprog on Shabbos, so he says that as his own chiddush, that when a Rishus HaYochid rests in the Rishus HaRavim, so it's not al pedin, it's not noch in the Rishus HaRavim, it's noch in its own Rishus. And he assumed that the Pshat and Teisus is something else, but I don't see why we have to say that the Pshat and Teisus is something else. It seems that this is what Teisus is saying. So it's not the Maral Miprog chiddush. Teisves is saying that when a Rishus HaYochid is placed, when you set up a Rishus HaYochid on the Karka Rishus HaRabim, so then it doesn't rest in the Rishus HaRabim, but it rests in its own Rishus. So Memele, when you are Zeriki Kaveres, that is Goveya Yud and Rechov Avov, that's a Rishus HaYochid. So whenever it falls, that's the Anoche. And it's the Anoche, so where is the Anoche? In its own Rishus, in the Rishus HaYochid. So he's Zerik, Rishus HaYochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So that's why he's Potter. That's why he's Potter. So that is only Shayach by Rishus HaYochid. So Teisves doesn't accept Rashi's Pshat, because you are Potter from Zrikas Rishus. So Memele, according to Teisves, we can say that in Mokim Ptur, so Rashi has a Hechach. That Mokim Ptur does not have a Chalishem Rishus, but Teisves does not have the Techech. So Mila Teisves can very well say that a Rishus HaYochid, that a Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishem Rishus. A Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishem Rishus. That's why Teisves shita here is that he applies the same wonders as Rashi says, Gabi Hoysuka Pasim Nachas. But whereas, according to Rashi, it only implies a Kele is Mufke of Carmelis, but it's not Mufke of Mokim Ptur. So why does Rashi distinguish between Carmelis and Mokim Ptur? Because Rashi Lishito saying, Rashi Shite is that the Mokim Ptur does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Does not have a Chalishem Rishus. Whereas Carmelis Min Rabbonon has a Chalishem Rishus. So Mimele, if it has a Chalishem Rishus, the Chalishem Rishus is inconsistent with the Chalishem Kele. Because the Kele, by definition, is a functional object. A Rishus is something entirely different. Mashein Kein. So only Carmelis is inconsistent with the Chalishem Kele. Mashein Kein Mokim Ptur, that does not have a Chalishem Rishus, is not inconsistent with Chalishem Kele. So a Kele can become a Mokim Ptur. Mashein Kein Teisves Lishitose, Teisves Shite is that the Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishem Rishus. Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishem Rishus. So Mimele, if a Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishem Rishus, so Mimele Teisves says, for the same reason that a Kele cannot be a Carmelis, because a Kele is something other than a Rishus, it's a functional object, so a Kele is something other than a Mokim Ptur too, because according to Teisves, a Mokim Ptur also has a Chalishem Rishus. So even though Teisves refers to Rashi, but there is a fundamental difference between Teisves Shite and Rashi. Alright. Koshelevi, ma'olu al daiti shel amakshi, de'al kochach yoda, b'masnissen ma'ile miyud, b'loi pirchet rabi yisib rabi yude. V'chol ma'ile miyud, ave mokim ptur, v'lo mechayev likul alme, v'im kei ma'i porich mirabi yisib rabi yude, ho milse di pshiti, di'l ma'ile miyud, lo yehave rishus hayochid. Because the avir, and there we cannot say, well, a kele becomes bottled to the rishus harabim. So, when do we say that a Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim? If it is set up within the Avir of Rishus HaRabim. Masha'in Kele Ma'ala Meyud. So the Avir itself is not Rishus HaRabim. How can it be bottled to the Rishus HaRabim? So it certainly should be a Mokim Ptur. Vim kei mai porch me rabbi yisib rabbi yude, ho mil se di pshite ilu mai lemi yud laav rishus hayochid. Dot nal ikamon ba azirik, chul yis abeir va asela shim yivoyim yud urchovim dalet, hanetl mehen va neisin al gabon, chaye pochis mikam poter, upshite rabbi yisib rabbi yude lahayre lo mai lemi yud. So this is Yishenim, gives it terms. Oma Marash, di mikores al gedaitor, di masnis naire, lemaile miyud, vishule achal kolo, lemato miyud, vilesle gudachis, wie habe ich Schule Akalkolo? Rishus Arabin. So, mit Meile, die Schule Akalkolo ist beneath. Beneath Jud. Let's say, ist Tess, Ches, die Schule Akalkolo, the ground of the, oh, so, of the Traskel. So, mit Meile, it can be Rishus Arabin, so it's not in Mokim Tur. Not in Mokim Tur. Now, there is a very elaborate a Rashbo on this Gemara. Now, the Rashbo also asks the same kash. How could a Makshin assume that Masnis Meir Lematim Yud? That the Mishneh deals with Lemailam Yud. How could a Makshin assume that the Mishneh is referenced to Lemailam Yud? Turn the garage. Vitaini kamon gele shikovei ayud v'rochel dalet v'zuir ishtayoch idmur v'aluo b'gimgo. Alright, that's Tesis Kashi. V'yike mirabuse dikos ve. So in other words, what does it mean v'aluo b'gimgo? It probably means the teretz mentioned by the Tesis Hishem. Alright. V'yike mirabuse dikos vode mas nisen afilo l'mayla miyud v'yafel gavdo l'mayla miyud b'rishus arabi mokim p'tuhu kidin dikai mulon hameitzi maso l'mayla miyud chaye וכן אמר בשביל שרב למעלה מיוד חייב הוכנה מאף על פשיעו לשלוני למעלה מיוד הרי זה ניסי חייקל ניסים בשביל שרב וסיר עוד משמעית אין דורך עד אקשי נטרסק בשביל שרב עם רישוס היוחד So what's what is the teretz of the rabbis of the Rashbo? They say that the Makshin assumed the Mishneh's reference to the Ma'alam Yud. But then you ask, how could the Mishneh have reference to the Ma'alam Yud? If it's the Ma'alam Yud, why when the Balabais puts it in the hand of the Oni who stands in the Rishus Rabim, and the hand of the Oni is the Ma'alam Yud, so is in effect he's Neisim Mokim Ptur. So the Rabbis of the Rashba say no, he's not the Neisim Mokim Ptur, because Rabbi Lozar says the Aloche Hameitzi Maser L'Ma'alam Asoro is Chayev Shechino Yomasov Niko. So there is a special Aloche that he's chayev, even though he carried it above his shoulder, that he's l'maylam yud. So here too, since it's the gufei shaloni or the yodei shaloni, even though the yodei shaloni is l'maylam yud, and when the balabais puts it, so he's still chayev. So the Rashbo is masik on it. Ve'ininire, me'ina mikamaton, chode, the hameitzi l'maylo, o yamavi l'maylam yud, the chayev, al kol chod afke bodomechot, שיהי מדלופוש, תעקיר הסגוף ואנוח הסגופי, כי עקיר ואנוח הסחיב את דומה, ומשום לגמרין לו למסת ניקוס, אלו אם הניחו במוקם אחר, אז דווקא כשהניחו למטה מגימו, או שתוכו בקייס למטה מיודי, ולשמינו חייצה בי, כי להמרינו לכמון, אבו אבירו, למעלה מיודי ספוטה. I mean, then the other cashes are not so important, because this is really, I mean, the main cash of the Rashbo. So the Rashbo is masik, is חלק under the base of the Rashbo. The rabbis of the Rashbo say, just as Rabbi Lezer says, Hameitzi maso lemailo maso is chayev, shechin hoyo maso b'nikos. So even though he carried the object on his shoulders, that is mailo maso, he's still chayev. So the same way, if a person stands in the Rishus Rabim, and he has his hand lemailo miyut, and then the balabais puts it in his hand lemailo miyut, so he's also chayev. So the Rashbo says, no. When does this aloche of Hameitzi Maso L'Mailo Maso Chayev apply to a case where there is a change of position, where there is a Maisa Anoche, where there is a Maisa Akira and a Maisa Anoche? But here the Oni has been standing for a long time in the same position. And then as he was standing in a resting position, the Oni, so with his hand stretched out L'Mailo Maso, the Balabais put it in his hand, so then he's put there, because what difference does it make whether the Balabais puts the Chayfetz in the Oni's hand that is L'Mailo Maso, or suppose there is a shelf in the Rishus Rabim L'Mailo Maso, and the Balabais would put the the ornomut, the shell of ornomut, so, and would put the chifetz on the om, or on the shell. It would be potter. So the hand of the oni, who has been standing there from before in that position, is like an omut. So he's potter. What's the machlekes between the rabbeisof of the Rashba? So we have a fundamental machlekes between the rabbeisof of the Rashba and the Rashba. Now, there are several shittes here. Here we have two shittes, the rabbeisof of the Rashba and the Rashba. But there is a third shitte. That's Teisa Shitta, that's the Miri Nerevim, and Teisves Nerevim Daflamet Gimel also mentions that, the same Shitta. And so Teisves Nerevim Daflamet Gimel says, the true Rabbi Lozar says, Hameitzi Maso Lemailo Maso Chayev, Shechinoi Maisob Nikos. So that Yalfuse only tells us that even though the carrying took place, Lemailo Maso is still Chayev. So it's considered as if he carried it, Lemato Maso. But when he makes a stop, he has to put it down below Aso. In other words, even, let's say, suppose a person would carry Lemailo Maso, he would carry Dalet Ames, a Chayfetz, on his head, on his shoulder. Let's say on his head, something that's Derech Hamitzin. Usually, if you carry something on your head, so it's not Derech Hamitzin. But suppose it is a kind of a Chayfetz, a Derech Hamitzin, no, upon the shoulder. He's a tall person, so it's Lemailo Miyud. So if he would carry something on his shoulder, let's say a parcel on his shoulder, and it's Lemailo Miyud, and then at the end of Dalet Ames, when he stops, so according to Teisves, in Erev, in Daf Lamed Gimel, he will not be chayev, unless when he stops, he lowers it to Lemato Miyud. Why? Because if he doesn't lower it, so Mimele, even though he stops, so Mimele, it's not considered, there is no Anoche. Why shouldn't we say that Hanochas Gufe ki Hanochas Chayfetz Dome? So the answer is, when can we say Hanochas Gufe ki Hanochas Chayfetz Dome? If the Yad, I mean if the Chayfetz and the Guf happen to be in one Rishus, Mashein can hear in this case, where he carries a parcel on his shoulder, and the parcel is Lemaila Miyut. So even though it's the same Mokim, but that's already Mokim too. So Mimele, we cannot say Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz according to Teisves. So even if there is a Maisa Anoche, we cannot apply the principle of Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfetz according to Teisves. So true, we have Yalfuse from Masib Nikos. The answer is, without the Yalfuse of Masib Nikos, so if someone carried over the Dalet Ames, Lemailo Miyud, so even if at the end of the Dalet Ames he'd put it down on the floor of the Rishus Rabbim, on the ground of the Rishus Rabbim, he still would be potter, because of what avail is the fact that the Hanoche is on the Rishus Rabbim, but the Etzem carrying was in the Mokim too. So because of that, the Yalfuse from Masib Nikos tells us, no, that even though it was carried Lemailo Miyud, it's considered as if he had been carrying it Lemato Miyud. That's the scope of the Yalfuse from Masib Nikos. But the Yalfuse from Masib Nikos doesn't tell us that even the Hanochas Gufe, that is Lemailo Miyud on the shoulder when he stops, is considered like Hanochas Gufe Lemato Miyud. That the Yalfuse doesn't tell us. So Mimele Teisves Nerevim Daf Lamed Gimel says that even with the Yalfuse of Masib Nikos, he is only Chayev if at the end of the Dalet Ames he puts down the parcel to the Karkar Rishus HaRabim, or the Chol HaPoches, to a lower position on his goof, let's say, he puts it down in his pocket that is lower than Yutvochim. Otherwise, he's potter. In spite of the Alfuse, because the Anoche is lacking. The Anoche Rishus HaRabim is lacking. That's Teisve Shite. In Erev Daf Lamed Gimel, the Miri also mentions that Shite, is one more Shite. But both the Rabbeisa of the Rashba and the Rashba Achilik and Teisve. But the Rashba holds, if a person carries a chayfetz lemailo miyud, Dalet Ames, and then he makes a stop, so then he makes hanochas gufe, so then he's chayef, even though he doesn't put down the parcel on the karki, and even though he doesn't lower the position of the parcel in his own guf. Why? Because the Rashba shite is that it, true indeed, as Teisus Nerev holds that the Alfuse, the extent of the Alfuse from the Alfuse of Masat Nikos tells us that even though it was carried Lemailo Miyud, so it's considered as if it was carried Lemato Miyud. But then there is another shaila, another problem. How about the Anoche? So the reason is why he's chayev, even if he doesn't put it down on the karka, and he doesn't lower the position of the parcel to the ma'alam yud, is because of the concept of anochas gufik, anochas chayfetz on me. So, but according to the Rashba himself, so when do we apply the principle of anochas gufik, anochas chayfetz when there is a ma'isa anochi? So, or when there is a ma'isa kire? So when a person, let's say, has a parcel on his guf, or in his hand, and then he's aker, he changes his position. So it doesn't mean that he was aker the position of the feet. He was aker the position of the feet of the goof and the whole load that is upon the goof. And when he makes anoche, he makes anoche, so it doesn't mean that only his feet assume the new position on the karake. His feet is goof and the whole load on the goof. When there is a maiz anoche, Mashein can hear the oni. He's standing there. And then the Balabais puts it in his hand that he's raised the Maila Meyud. So then it's not considered as if he put it on the floor, on the karke. If he makes him Maisa Anoche, so he makes him Maisa Anoche on the karke in a new spot. So then it means that he makes him Maisa Anoche on the new spot, on the new position, not only with his feet. He made him Maisa Anoche with his goof and the whole load that is on his goof. When a person assumes a certain position, it doesn't mean he assumes a certain position for his feet only. For his whole body, he assumes a certain position. And not only the body, the load that is on the body too. Only when there is a ma'isanoche. Mashen can hear in this case, the one is standing. And then the balabais puts it in his hand. So then, there is no ma'isanoche. Lematem yud and the karka. And the karka is rabbim. There is a ma'isa anoche in the hand. And where is the hand? The hand is lemaila miyud. This is the sheet of the Rashba. Mashenkin, the rabbi of the Rashba, they say that the same concept of anochas gufik, anochas chayfetz dome. So anochas gufik, anochas chayfetz dome. Now the Ritva in Erev mentions the name of a Rav Reb Shneya. So he says that the pshat in anochas gufik, anochas chayfetz dome is that when a person stands on a certain spot in the karke, so it means that the chayfetz is also munar beragov. It's munar beragov. So the rabbeisof of the Rashba apply it even to a case where there is no ma'isa anoche. As long as there is a state of anoche on a certain spot on the karke. So memele, that means when a person, let's sit on, he's standing on a certain position. He has been standing there for a long time. There is no ma'isa anoche now. So he has been standing there. So he's standing where? On a certain spot in the karka which is rabbi. So it doesn't mean, according to Rabbi Rashba, it doesn't mean that just his feet rest on that spot. It doesn't mean that his feet rest on that spot. His hand also rests on that spot. Now let's say the feet itself, goes up. So does it mean only the bottom? The heel? That stands. The whole goof stands. So if a person stands on a certain spot, it means that the whole goof stands. This hand also stands and rests on that spot, Ben Raglov, where the feet stand, without the Maizanoch. So that means that hand, if the only has been standing there on the karke, so it's not only that the feet have been standing and resting on the karke. The whole goof has been standing and resting on that spot. So when the balabais puts it here, in effect, it is considered as if he had been putting it on the floor, on the karke. And according to the Rashba, we only say it if there is a ma'isa anoche. But if there is just a state of anoche, not a ma'isa anoche, we don't say it. This is what he says. So there is one thing that is remarkable in the Rashba, and he says, "Umishum digamrinu lo masiv nikos." So he isn't he says himself. At first he says, the chayev al kochi davke bo the mechot shomad lofush da kiras gufi van lochas gufi ka kiras van lochas chayev bami. So in other words, he negates the shite of teisves nerem daf lamed gimel that even hametzil milo maso is chayev, so it's only chayev if he puts it down when at the end of dalet. So from the Rashba it's mashma even if he doesn't put it down. And even if the parcel remains on his shoulder as lemaila miyud, he's still chayev. Why? By applying the principle of anochas gufik and anochas chayev is domi. So in other words, so that means that it's not based upon the Alfusi of Masim Nikos. The Alfusi of Masim Nikos only tells us that in regard to the carrying Limailam Yud, so it's considered that it was a carrying, like it's considered like a carrying Limatim Yud. But as far as Anoche is concerned, so it's not based upon the Alfusi of Masim Nikos, but that's based upon the principle of Anoches Guf, Anoches Chayvus Dome, which is a sword. So with Luke, according to the Rashba, so why is it chayev insofar as the ingredient of carrying it over a distance of Daladamas is concerned? So that's because of the Alfus. But so the Alfus tells us that it's considered as if he had carried it over a distance of Daladamas, Limatamid. But then there is another ingredient. He has to make Anoch in the Rishus Rabbim. Why is it chayev? Where was the Anoch in the Rishus Rabbim? That's because of Anoch Hasgubik, Anoch Haschevet. So this is how it appears from the beginning of the Rashba's Lashon. And then he says, Umishim digamrinu omi masav nikos. So the pshat is as follows. Now, what is teisa shite in Erev Ndaf Lamed Gimel? What is a teisa shite in Erev Ndaf Lamed Gimel? That even though we have Yalfusef HaMasav Nikos, so Yalfusef HaMasav Nikos only tells us that even though it was carried over the Dalet Ames, Lemailo Meyud, not in the Rosh Hashanah, so he's still chay. But as far as Anochim Rishus Rabim is concerned, the Alfusi doesn't tell us anything. So in Echanami, he has to lower it. He has to put it down, the parcel, at the end of Dalet Ames. So the Alfusi doesn't tell us anything about it. But then the question arises, true, the Alfusi doesn't tell us anything about Anochim, but let the Anochim be considered as a Anochim Lematim Yud without recourse to the Alfusi from Masim Nikos, because of the concept of Anochim Zgufik, Anochim Zchefetz. So we just said before that just as we taste a shitty is, that just as in the case where the hand is in one Rishus and the goof is in another Rishus, then we don't say Anochim Zgufik, Anochim Zchefetz when we apply the principle of Anochim Zgufik, Anochim Zchefetz, only when the hand and the goof are in the same Rishus. Some in Mele. So, but there it has reference to a case where there is, it's in two different mekames on a horizontal plane. So the goof is in the Rishus Rabim and the hand is in the Rishus Ayachid. So the goof and the hand are in two different mekames on a horizontal plane. So according to Teisves, just as we say that Aloch of Anoch Hasgufik, Anoch Haschefetz Dome does not apply to a case where it's in two separate places on a horizontal plane, so when the goof, let's say, and the yacht are in two different places on a vertical plane, let's say the goof is Lemata Meyut, he stands on the Karka Rishus Rabim, and the hand is raised Lemailo Meyut, so they are in two different places on a vertical plane, so the same, we apply the same svar. In other words, since on a vertical plane, Lemailo Meyut is a different, is not the same Rishus as Lemata Meyut, so Memele, we cannot apply the principle of Anoch Hasgufik, Anoch Haschefetz Dome. That's Teisa Shite. So Memele, the Rashba holds that if not for the Alfusi of Masav Nikos, we would say like Teisves, and we couldn't apply vis-a-vis the Hanoche, the requirement that the Hanoche has to be in the Rishus Rabim, so we couldn't apply the principle of Anoch Hasgufik, Anoch Haschefetz in the same way as we can't apply the principle of Anoch Hasgufik, Anoch Haschefetz in the case where the goof and the yad are in two different places on a horizontal plane. So Memele, in the case where the goof and the yad are in two different places on a vertical plane, we shouldn't be able to apply the principle of Anoch Hasgufik, Anoch Haschefetz, as Teisa says. But there is a Shechino Yom Masav Nikos, and apparently the Masav Nikos, when they stopped, they didn't lower the Masi. They didn't put it down on the ground. They didn't lower it. They kept it in the same position. So Memele, the Gzeras HaKosuf of Masav Nikos tells us two aloches. One aloche is in regard to the ingredient of carrying it. There are two ingredients two ingredients in the Maisa Avere of Mavir Daladames B'Shusaradim. One is that he has to carry it over a distance of Daladames, and the other ingredient is that he has to make the Hanoche. He has to make the Hanoche in the Rishus Arabim. So the Alfuse of Masav Nikos tells the student, in respect to the ingredient of the Maisa Avere, that he has to carry it over a distance of Daladames. So the Alfuse of Masav Nikos tells us that even though actually it was carried throughout the Daladames, but it's considered as if it had been carried, and then vis-a-vis the other ingredient, that there has to be anoche in the Rishus Arabim, not anoche mokim ptur. So the Yalfuse from Masav Nikos tells us that there is a fundamental distinction between the guf and the yad being in two different places on a horizontal plane, and the guf and the yad being in two different places on a vertical plane. If the guf and the yad are in two different places on a horizontal plane, the person stands here, let's say, in the Rishus Ayochid, and his hand is stretched out, Rishus Arabim, or vice versa. So then we don't apply the principle of Anochas Gufik, Anochas Chayfiz Dameh. Mashayin Kein, if it's the Guf and the Yad are not in two different places on a horizontal plane, but they are in two different places on a vertical plane, so the Alfuse from Masav Nikos tells us that it's considered that the goof and the place, the goof and the yad are in the same mokim. Why? That is one of the dinim that the Alfuse of Masav Nikos tells us. In other words, you see, when you consider it, let's say, two different points on a horizontal plane, then al-Bedin they are considered as two different mokims. But two separate points on a vertical plane are al-Bedin considered as one mokim. You see, this, the point here, and the point here on a horizontal plane are considered two mokims. But the point here and the point here on a vertical plane is considered one mokim. Even though here it's mokim ptur and here the baden, it's a Rishus Arabim, but al-Bedin is considered one mokim. So memele, we cannot apply that principle that where it's in two different mekemes, so the aloche of anochas kufik anochas chayfetz dome doesn't apply. No, because here it's considered one mokim. Why should we say it's considered one mokim? But after all, the top, the mokim above with yud is mokim ptur, and the mokim at the bottom is a Rishus Arabim. That gufe is one of the dinim that the Alfuse of Masav Nikos. All right, now then, it's not necessary. I see that most of you don't have the Rashbo, so I don't want to go over the whole Rashbo. But then, in other words, so here the Rashbo raises the question. The Rashbo raises the question: how could a Makshin have a Salkedaitoch that the Mishnah has reference to the Milam Yud? If it's a Milam Yud, how could the Mishnah say that the Balabais is chayev when he puts it in the hand of the Oni? So it's Milam Yud is mokim ptur. So then he mentioned the Teretz of the Rabbeisov, that they say no, because since it's in the hand of the Oni, so Mimele we apply the aloch of anochas kufik anochas chayev dome, and Mimele it's not, so he should be chayev. And the Rashbo is masik. We can't apply the aloch of anochas kufik anochas chayev dome if there is no maisa anochi, just a state of anochi. We can't apply it. So Mimele the kashi remains. So how could the Makshin have a Salkedaitoch that the Mishnah has reference to the Milam Yud? If it's a Milam Yud, how could the Mishnah say that the Balabais is Chayek when he puts it in the hand of the Oni? So then the Rashba gives another text. Elohochekom. Oh, umistabri. The Kushia mi korales. The Hodekom Makshin. Traskel Birshus Arabim, Birshus Ayochidi. Lovely Memro. The Mashmalo Masnissen Bil Milam Yud. Elohochekom. מי די מייקמס מסניסן בי שקיבלו עוני בטרסקל שביודי ואפילו אוכל בו הבא ישחיה אל מסביר לו להתענה די טרסקל לו יפוליק רשוס מנפשי כי אומו דו יתל גבי על המילה מגימו די ברשוס הרבים חילקי רשוס לעצמו לי יש כמה לזה מוקים טוב so that was the Rashba sheet and that's also the Teisa sheet that we said in other words that the Kele is not חילק רשוס לעצמו it becomes bottled to the רשוס הרבים so this is what the Makshin meant since you say See, that Makshin says to the Tarzan, since you Tarzan say that the Mishnah deals with Traskel Sheviyot, so Mimele that means, so is Chayev, but the Traskel should be Mokim Ptur. The answer is no. A Kele is not Chilik Rishus Latzme, and the Kele becomes bottled to the Rishus Rav. He doesn't become a Kamales, he doesn't even become a Mokim Ptur. אל מסיר לי תני דתרסקו לי פה מקרישוס לרפשי כי אמו דויטיל גבי אלה מיילה מגימול דיבור שסרבים חילקי רישוס לעצמון לי הסקלנו לסמקם תור דיקוסובה תני דקלים אין חילקי רישוס לעצמון אם כן פה מקד רבי יסיב רבי יהודה דיל רבי יסיב רבי יהודה אף לא רישוס היוחד הווה שהוא רישוס גומו דרייסה בזמן שהוא בשסרבים למיילה מיוד וקולשקין שיחליק רישוס לעצמון ברישוס דרבונו לי הסקלנו לסלמטה מיוד ונוסם בלבייס לסייך היפות שוב דיפות ומשנה כי אומר רבי יסיב רבי יהודה הנה מילה למעלה מיוד די שם רישו שיבט לה כלי לגמרי די רישו שאי רבי מן הילה למעלה מיוד אבל הוכל למטה מיוד כי לימה או למטה מיוד די אבי רישו שרבים אין כלי חלק רישו של עצמי לייסי כי כמרס אלו בוטו לגבי רישו ומייתו לתיק שלוך למטה מיוד נעמי לבי כי כמרס די נקושיין ואני לפרקינון ולמטה מיוד בוטו לגבי רישו ולאי לא מנוס למעלה מיוד בתחיות יש עוני אוי, שנות על מסייך או פוטרו, דימוקים פוט, בוקים טור, ואף עוד גב דכשיים מגימו ועד יוד חייב, מה שאין כן ביום הוא דביטל, הולי קשה, דעות במיינס הרישוס, הולי מדרשוס, וכל שיודי תחשוס הרבים, דיין למד המיוד הרי זה כמון הבורץ, אבל למד המיוד אף על פי של אינס הרישוס, מכל מוקר לנוח בשוס הרבים, ולגור המתוך בקייס למד המיוד, דוקי זה לגב. So what does the Rashba say? He says that the Pshat in the Makshin said to the Tarzan, since you say that the Mishnah deals with Traskel Shebiyodei, to Traskel Shebiyodei, so the question arises, Traskel Shebiyodei should be Chelik Rishus La'atzmei, should become a Mokim Tur, a Karmeles and a Mokim Tur. So what must you say? That the Kehle is not Chelik Rishus La'atzmei. It becomes neither a Karmeles, nor a Mokim Tur. It becomes bottled to the Rishus Arabim. So Mele, you have to go one step further and conclude and draw the conclusion that this Mishnah is not in accord with Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh. Because according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, so the Traskel, if it's Lemailo Miud, can even be if it's Yud, so Skoveya Yud, so then it is Skoveya Rishus, it can even constitute the Rishus Ayochid, it certainly should be Keveya El Mokim Tur, if it can be Keveya the Rishus of a Rishus Ayochid, if it can become a Rishus Ayochid, it certainly should be capable of constituting a Rishus of a Mokim Tur, of a Kamles, and it shouldn't be bottled to the Rishus Arabi. It shouldn't be bottled to Rishus Arabim. And Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh could not agree with this Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh says, because according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh, if a person will hold a traskel, lemal miyud, it will be given a Rishus b'fnei atzmei. The traskel will become a Rishus Ayochid. So if it can become a Rishus Ayochid, it certainly could become a Mokim Tur if it's less than Yud Vochim. So, and the Mishnah says it doesn't become a Mokim Tur. So then the Gemara says no. The Mishnah deals with Lematamiyut. So, Mimele, when does Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh say that the Traskel can become a Rishus Ayochid? That is, if the Traskel is Lemailamiyut. So, if the Traskel is Lemailamiyut, so Mimele it cannot become bottled to the Rishus Rabbi. Because, where is it? It occupies space, Lemailam Yud, and the Mokim Tur. How can it become bottled to Rishus Rabbi? Where it occupies space, it's not a Rishus Rabbi, it's a Mokim Tur. But if it's Lematam Yud, so then it occupies space, if the Traskel is Lematam Yud, so it occupies space in the Avir Rishus Rabbi, then it cannot be Kevei Rishus. So in other words, the Rashba is saying in effect that the just as a Kele cannot be Kevei Rishus b'fnei atzmei in a Rishus Rabin, it cannot constitute a Mokim Tur or a Karmeles, so it certainly could not constitute a Rishus Ayochid. It's even more so that it couldn't constitute a Rishus Ayochid. So that means, that's a Gemore, and when can it, and when does Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudeh say that a Traskel does constitute a Rishus Ayochid if it's Lemailam Yud? So then it occupies space in the Mokim Tur. So it cannot become bottle. But suppose, so then it will follow, suppose you have a Traskel, you have a Rishus Ayochid, and the Traskel is not higher than Yutvochim, but exactly Yutvochim. Exactly Yutvochim. Not a Mashu. More than Yutvochim. So that means that the whole Traskel will penetrate space in the average Rishus Rabbi. It's not, it doesn't bulge above the Yutvochim of the Avir Rishus Rabbim. Just, let's say if you'll have a kupe that is exactly Goveya Yutvochim, not Imashimo, not Yut plus, but exactly Yutvochim, and it's Rochim Dalet. So then it couldn't become a Rishus Ayochid. It couldn't become a Rishus Ayochid. because a kele becomes bottled to the rishus in which it is set up. So just as it cannot be kaveya the rishus of the makim ptur or the rishus of the kamles, it certainly couldn't be kaveya, the Rashba says, the rishus of rishus ayochid, because it should be bottled. But if it occupies space in the makim ptur, then it can be kaveya rishus. But if it doesn't occupy space in the makim ptur, only in the haver rishus arabim, then it couldn't become a rishus ayochid, for the same reason that the kele couldn't become a kamales or a makim ptur, because it became bottled to Yisrael. So it couldn't become a rishus ayochid either. So memele will have to say that when do we say that a kupe, a kele, that stands in the rishus ayochid, so is a rishus ayochid, I'm sorry, a kupe that is set up in the rishus arabim, has it in a rishus ayochid if the kupe, let's say, is 11 tvachim high, 20 tvachim high? So maybe it occupies space in the avi or makim ptur too. So we couldn't say that this kele becomes bottle to the rishus arabim. How could it become bottle to the rishus arabim? The part of the kele occupies space in the makim ptur. How could it become bottle to the rishus arabim? And we couldn't say lichtzoin that part of the kele up to yitvachim becomes bottle to the rishus arabim. And the other part not, that we couldn't say, so maybe the whole kele doesn't become bottle. But suppose the whole kele is just yutvachim mitzumtzomis, not in mashumo. So then it should be bottled to the rishus arabim. Now there's a gemara miforeshes. The gemara says, this gemara that we mentioned before, that Tesis mentioned, hoiso kupos dafchesa medalev, hoiso kupachas muna, hoiso kuposi munachas rishus arabim, gevei asoro uchova dalev, a mitaltelin, so that means that if it is Gavei Asoro Mitzumtzomis, it doesn't say Gavei Yisam Asoro. Gavei Asoro! So that means even if it's Gavei Asoro Mitzumtzomis, and it doesn't bulge above the Aver Yishus Rabbi, above the Aver Yishus Rabbi, so still it's Gavei Yishus Bifnei Atzmei. So we must say that even though a Kele becomes bottled to the Yishus Rabbi, so it cannot be Gavei the Yishus of a Karmeles Bifnei Atzmei. It cannot constitute the rishus of a kamales. It cannot constitute the rishus of a makim ptur. Mashenkin, the rishus of a rishus ayochid, which is constituted by virtue of mechitzes, that even a kele can be keveya. So mimele, so hadre kushe liduchte, so what did the makshin want? I mean, what did the makshin say? He said that leime must listen to loich Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. So then the Tarzan says, no. Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda is reference only to Lemaila Miyud, and the Mishnah is reference to Lemata Miyud. That means that the Makshin thought that the Mishnah is reference to Lemaila Miyud. But if Lemaila Miyud, how could the Mishnah say that he is Chayev? It's a Mokim too. So he gives the Teretz? No. The Makshin said that the Mishnah deals with Lemaila Miyud, But the reason as to why it doesn't become a Mokim too is because the Kele is not Kevei Abishud Bifnei Atzmei, it comes bottle to the Rishus Arabim, to the Rishus Arabim. So then we have to say that it doesn't accord with Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda, it's Kiveya, if it even constitutes a Rishus Ayochid, it certainly should constitute a Mokim Ptur, it shouldn't be bottled to the Rishus Arabim. So then the Gemara gives the Teretz, no, the reason as to why that Rabbi, it can be accord with Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda too. But when does Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda say that it's Kiveya Rishus Ayochid Bifnei Atzmei, where it occupies space Lemaila Miyud, so it cannot become bottle? But if it occupies space only in the Aver Rishus Arabim, so then it becomes bottle to Rishus Arabim. It cannot constitute the Rishus Ayochid. But we see from the Gemara that if the Kupe is Yutvochim Mitzumtzomeis, so it does not become bottle to the Rishus Arabim. So what's the pshat in the Rashba? So we have to understand now without this Rashba, but we have the shita of Teisves and other Rishenim that a kele becomes bottled to the Rishus Rabbi. So then we should ask the Kashi, how about this Gemore? I mean, the Toiso posim nachas b'Rishus Rabbi mkovei ayud uchov daled. So it has a din of Rishus Ayochid, but why should it have a din of Rishus Ayochid? Why should it have a din of Rishus Ayochid? A kele should be bottled to Rishus Rabbim, it shouldn't be kevei Rishus. So without this Rashba, we would say there is a difference between the Rishus of a Karmeles and the Rishus of a Makim Ptur and the Rishus of a Rishus Ayochid. Because the Rishus of a Rishus Ayochid is constituted for mechitzes. So, memele, if you have mechitzes, so you cannot say that the Rishus HaRabim, that it becomes bottled to Rishus HaRabim. If it has mechitzes, so memele, it cannot become bottled. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, Hamles, or Mokim Ptur, that is not constituted for mechitzes, so memele, a kele, cannot be kevea Rishus Bifnei Atzmei. Masha'in kein, where the kele has mechitzes, so it can be kevea, even a Rishus HaRabim. That is the terrorist. But we see that this Rashba does not agree with this one. No, so we have to say the Rashba also agrees that with this war that there is a fundamental distinction between a Rishus that is constituted through Mechitzes and the Rishus that is constituted through other facts like a Mokim Ptur or a Karmeles. But the reason as to why a Rishus HaYochid can be Nikva, even the Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't become bottle, is because of Teisves Lomdes. That I mentioned just before, in other words, in the sugi of kaveres. So why does Teisa say Rechov Shisho is poter? Sha kaveres atzmo nasis Rishus HaYochid kishetenuach. We have a kizirik mishayoch lishayochid erach Rishus HaRabim. So Teisa shita is that when you have a Rishus HaRabim, when you park a car in the Rishus HaRabim, so the car doesn't rest in the Rishus HaRabim. The car always rests in its own Rishus, just as you build a building in the Rishus HaRabim. So you don't say that the building rests in the Rishus HaRabim. The building rests in its own Rishus. So any Rishus HaYochid, if you park it, let's say, in the Rishus HaRabim, you set it up in the Rishus HaRabim, so Al Pidin it's considered to be Noch in its own Rishus. As the Maral Nepok says, as his own story. So Mimele, when can we say that? That we can only say that where you have actual Mechitzes. Mechitzes that are actual, that are visible to the eye. So then we say that the Rishus HaYochid, that is constituted by actual mechitzes, so memele, when it rests in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus HaRabim. So memele, we cannot say it should become bot, let's say. When you have a kupol with actual mechitzes, a box, that is govei ayud, and it has actual tfanim, that are govei ayud, that kupol, so memele, when you set it up in the Rishus HaRabim, so then that kupol is not considered al pidin to be standing in the Rishus HaRabim. It's considered to be resting in its own Rishus. So Mela, how can it become bottled to the Rishus HaRabim where it stands? It's not resting in the Rishus HaRabim. When you park a car in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's considered al pidin that the car is resting in its own Rishus. Just as a building that is built in the Rishus HaRabim is considered to be set up in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus HaRabim. So the car, when you park a car in the Rishus HaRabim, it's considered to be set up in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus HaRabim. How can it become bottled to the Rishus HaRabim? Masha'in kein, when you set up, let's say, a nomut, when you set up a kele, that is less than yud, so it's a mokim tur or a karmeles, so that does not even, so suppose, even if you had a nomut, that is kevea Rishus b'nei atzmei, so it doesn't mean that when you set up a leveno, that is goveya gimel, so it is a mokim tur, so it doesn't mean that leveno rests in the mokim tur. The leveno, even though the leveno itself is a mokim tur, or a karmeles if it says dalet al dalet, but where is it considered to be resting? In the Rishus HaRabim. So the mele by kele, we say, since it rests in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's not a derech of people to leave it there for very long, only for a moment, so for the duration of the time that it is there, so, and it rests in the Rishus HaRabim, it becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim where it rests. Masha'in kein, where it has actual mechitzes, not constructive mechitzes, that we consider it as if the mechitzes came down to the ground, but actual mechitzes. So then it's considered as resting in its own Rishus. Why should it become bottled? Why should a kupo become bottled to the Rishus HaRabim? Why should a kupo become bottled to the Rishus HaRabim? It doesn't rest in the Rishus HaRabim. Let's say you park a car. So it's the car is considered to be resting and to be set up in its own Rishus, like a building that is built in the Rishus HaRabim. It's considered to be set up in its own Rishus. So the car that you park in the Rishus HaRabim is considered to be set up and to be resting in its own Rishus. So Mimele, so we cannot say that it becomes bottled to the Rishus HaRabim, because it's resting in its own Rishus, not in the Rishus HaRabim. Masha'in, so when can we say that if it has actual mechitzes? Masha'in, by trust. So Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yudah says that gudach is mechitznes. What does it mean gudach is mechitznes? If you have an omud, and then you have, this is the omud, and then you put a traskel here on top, so we consider, he doesn't have mechitznes, so we consider the mechitznes of the daven of the traskel, toda.
we consider it. We imagine as if it went down. But b'mtzias, it has no mechitzes. So there we cannot say that that rascal is resting in its own issues. When can we say that the Rishus HaYochid that is set up in the Rishus HaRabim is considered al pidim to be noch in its own Rishus if it has actual mechitzes? But if it doesn't have its actual mechitzes, only constructive mechitzes, kodach is mechitzte, we consider it as it goes down. But b'mtzias, there are no mechitzes. So where is it resting? This amud and the trasko, it's resting in the Rishus HaRabim. It is a Rishus HaYochid. But where is this Rishus HaYochid resting? In the Rishus HaRabim. If it's resting in the Rishus HaRabim, so just as a kele becomes bottled to Rishus HaRabim, it cannot be keveya, the Rishus of a Karmelis or the Rishus of a Mokiptur. So this kele, the trasko, that does not have actual mechitzes, it only has constructive mechitzes. We consider it as if it had a mechitze. So that is enough to give it a din of a Rishus HaYochid, but we cannot say that it rests in its own Rishus. So Mamela, since it doesn't rest in its own Rishus, so just as a Carmelis, just as a Kele that is set up in the Carmelis, that is set up in the Rishus HaRabim, becomes part of the Rishus HaRabim. So Mamela, this rascal that is set up in the Rishus HaRabim also becomes bottled to Rishus HaRabim. But when does Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yehuda say that he does not become bottled to Rishus HaRabim? If the rascal is Lomayla Miyud, so how can it become bottled? But in Achanami, if the rascal will be Yud Mitzum Tzomis, not Lomayla Miyud, then Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't say that it is constituted into Rishus HaYochid. Then, since it's a Kele, so it will become bottled to Rishus HaRabim, just as a Kele becomes bottled to Rishus HaRabim and is not Keveya in Mokintur or Karmelis. So it wouldn't be Keveya in Rishus HaYochid either, except where you have actual Mechitzes. So then, if you have actual Mechitzes, then it rests in its own Rishus, so it cannot become bottled to Rishus HaRabim.
That there is a deal from Rashi there on top. So Rashi says, Omad bin Kenya, Zorak Chibet bin Kibre, Achir, Omad am Kabin bin Kenya, bin Kibre, is Chayev Azir, bin Iu Omad Akir Vano. So Rashi emphasizes, that Omad am Kabin bin Kenya, the implication being that even Kabin Shime, we change his position, but then he would manipulate to stretch out his hand, and then the ball would fall on his hand, he being passive. So then he would be gone. Only if he changed his position. So why should he be part of Ishlam when he's killed it? We kill him from the Abiyah, then Shnaim shows. So Shimon is the one who does the Anoche, not Reuven. But if, let's say, Reuven threw a ball, and Shimon was standing here, and then Shimon ran very quickly and assumed the position over here. And then he stretched out his hand, and then the ball fell on his hand. Shimon being completely passive. So then Shimon is not doing that, okay? So he fulfills the role of him, it's David Aronet. So he's completely passive. So why should he be gone? So he said that on the basis of Lachis Mashiach. Now, it's not explicit in Rashi, but it's Mashiach Rashi. But One thing is clear, I mean, that no one would be afraid of that. Suppose he's killed the girl from the Abia, then of course woman will be brought there. Even if she doesn't change them. Let's say woman throws the girl, she stands here, and she man remains in this position. But instead of remaining passive and accepting the ball, so he's killing that. So then the woman will be brought there, because then in such a case, Shimon is doing that. So why does Rashi have to say, Oma Dan Kabel, then came in the Why only Oma Dan Kabel came in the Even, he certainly does not have reference to the case where he was killing. Because if he was killing, he would be someone who came in. So he brought that woman. So that means he was passive. So it's mashma that only if Oma Dan Kabel came in. So, and he was passive then. So Oma Dan Kabel became me and he was passive. So woman is right. But if he changed his position, she left. And he manipulated to accept the ball, to get the ball, then the ball should fall on his hands in a passive way. He being passive, then the woman would be fine. Not on the basis of Manjo, so, but on the basis of Manjo. Now, so in Rashi it's a deal. I mean, you can say that Rashi is loved up, that when Rashi says, so it's not that. I mean, the same thing would be if he would change his position and then manipulate that he should accept it in a passive way. But that would be so usual, so likely if he changed his position. And then to accept it. If he changed his position, so then it's more likely that in order to get a ball, he would have to be given it from the out. But there is a difference. But one thing is clear, that where he's killing the ball from the Avia, then even if he stands in the, he remains standing in the same position, so Uben would certainly be put there, because then it would be Shlaimsh, also Uben would be doing back here. Now, but the Rach mentions this word. The Rach mentions this word. Now look at Sandada on it. The Rach. So he says, so Rach, you hold hold, you 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 hold, כדי שזורק וחבר, חייר כזה, שנאסס מחשב. שנאסס מחשב. So the Rach explains it on the basis, why is it חייר? Well, it's כבר, because it's נאסס מחשב. But, suppose he changes his position, Shimon, and then he manipulates it he should follow his hand, so then it's not נאסס מחשב. And it's not that the media mentions today in such a case, whether he's hired or he's potter, in the case where Shimon changes his position and then manipulates to get her to the passive. All right, now the butterfly comes. For it again, so I think that the neck of woman came in because of the keep in mind. My polyboy, Omar Abad, the Rabbi, Schneeke is going to be a polyboy. Schneeke is going to be a קודם לך אותו מבחי, הוא הביאו לו כשני להיות אותו בהוצאות. תצ רע של פיץ. אני מביא עכשיו מוס ושאין, תפסה דרך. נאו דרמבם, usually, פעול זה שיטה דרך. But here, it doesn't follow the שיטה דרך. In respect to this apart. All right. So, our deal is here. If, let's say, Ruben was there in the Hades. And then, Ruben was Mekam and Kamei. And then, he was Mekabalan. He was Mekabalan. He was Kamei. From the Abba. I mean, so because of the Lekka Umi came, because of the Kibbe, my Kibbe, so Shnei Kibbe is what the Mechel Kibbe, Shnei Kibbe is what the Mechel, he's killed the Mechel Dome, the Chaye, now let's see the Rashi, my Kibbe, and my Shnei Kibbe is a time to live there, Bog Nakir Vanoch, so what should be the basis for saying that he should be under a Tome, he did that Kibbe, he did that Noch, so he should make the Odom Dami, Utrotek, so whether it is considered Kodom Echodome, so he did the Akira and he did the Anoche, so in the Mele, he should be Chayim. Oh, no, we say, since it was done for two different mindsets, so it should be considered as Kishnei Neodom. Kishnei Neodom, Dan Yehupot, the Havu Rishnai Mishol Su, Chi Mishalim Yachachim, Leil, Avnikei, Yenuchei, Yelonuach, Elorot Zachot, But the question is this, alright, so Enoch Nane, the Akira Kamaise is Beloyanoche. But there is a separate Adolf. The same person did it. So why should it be put? Why should it be put? Now the Rambam has Rashi's Yosef, but it seems that the Rambam explained that by a little differently than Rashi. Because Rashi and the Gemara doesn't say that the Ptur, according to the alternative, that it is Shnei Biyodom Doni, so the Ptur is of Shnei Shosu. Gemara doesn't say it. The Gemara says only, we didn't look at Shnei Biyodom Doni. That's all. Not Shnei Shosu. But Rashi says, it's the Ptur of Shnei Shosu. They have the Shnei Shosu. Why Shnei Shosu? Because the Akira Kamaise does not have Anoche. Fine. So let's ignore that the Anoche is emanating from the Akira Kamaise. But let it be Mechayev on the basis of his separate act of Anoche when he was killed from the Avia. Now the Rambam was Rashi's Yosef. Rambam said, Hazeirek, Zbinocha v'sikyo nisho chavere. Imo mat chavere bin kemet, v'kidu hazeir lichal, sh'arlo tavinir, v'neka chavere. So, the Rambam also says, the Rezeirek Yisrael, only imo mat chavere bin kemet, v'kidu. But suppose he's not on a Kabir and Binkei, he's not on a Kabir and Binkei, he changed his position, even though he was killed in the same way, in the passive way. So he's not, so the Zerek is not Kabir. Shailo Kabir, Binneka Kabir and Binkei, Binkei, he's not. So that means, even if he was Binkei from the army, as long as that Kabir and Binkei, Binkei is not. So that has to be explained by the basis. It's not in the Kabir. Where he was killed from the army, so he remained in the same position. But he chose Binkei and he grabbed it. So that is also for the army. So he certainly for that because of Shnei Shosu. So rak lirot ha-zeirek atzme, achar ha-chivitz, v'kiv li v'yodim, v'yoshus ha-cherz, v'yichutz v'arba ha-meitz, v'ipot. Ki yoneka achar v'kiv. It's ki shnei v'yod. So v'mele, it's pot. But Rashi says, so rahab li Shnei Shosu. The Rambam says, so ki yoneka achar v'kiv, she'in ha-anoche v'mure, ha-ki yonu achar ha-chivitz, ומוקים שאוהו יורי, יונו הרבה בשעה סכיר. אבל למה זה בניסי סוף שניים שעות? בקורס, שאין הנוכה ומורה, עד שאינו אחרי פרס, ומוקים, שאוהו יורי, יונו הרבה בשעה סכיר. זה רמב"ם, mentions one time. All right, so that we understand. So that we understand, that the הנוכה, in other words, has to be, you see, the Anoche did not take place in the destined place where it was supposed to be. Because he manipulated, he grabbed it. So the Mele, the Anoche Murat Yenuach Achete, the Mokim Shehoyer Yenuach Bein Bishas Akire. So it's clear that the Rambam doesn't mean Shnei Shosu. If the Rambam had meant Shnei Shosu, the Rambam would say Shnei Shosu. But the Rambam means it's nothing like Machemes. There was a separate Maisanoch, but since the Anoche did not take place where it was supposed to take place, so the Mele, it's not Melech Mashem, even though there was a separate act of Anoche, but it's not Melech Mashem, it's in the Akire. So, as far as the Anoche itself is concerned, it is certainly Melech Mashem. Because he was mischaving to grab it that way and in that position. But as far as the Akira is concerned, he cannot be mechuyev merely on the basis of the Anoche, which consisted in separate. So he has to be mechuyev on the basis of the Akira too. And in the Akira, it's not like his Mashemis. In view of the fact that he didn't dress in the place where it was destined to rest. Had the same person not taken initiating and grabbing it from down. So according to the Rambam, it's not based upon Lechaz Mashevitz. But according to the Rambam, it's based upon Lechaz Mashevitz. Not, it's not based upon the Aloha of Shnei Shosu. But Rashi says, Yishnei Yodim Dabi Utopia, the Havon of Shnei Shosu, the Chitim Shalini Achachim Petzweil, Hamokim Yuche, Yomu Achelobot Achavikre, Havon of Akira Kamaitz and Goloi Anoch. But there is a separate to the Akira without Anoch. But there is a separate act of Anoch. So we have to say that the Pshat of Rashi is that the Abaye of the Gemara is whether we can be Mitzari. Now we have Zerik, one form of Mitzari is Zerik, and another form of Mitzari is Mavi. What's the difference between What's the difference between the manner in which the Tzoye of Srikeis is tasted by will and the manner in which the Tzoye of Mavir is? So when you are Zerik, so the Chetetz that you are Zerik, that you are Mitzi, Mishis HaYochan Shis HaRabi, Mora Adam Mishis HaRabi, is detached from you. Detached from you. And then in Zerik, so the Mitzvah separate act of Anochi and the separate act of Akira. The Anochi emanates from the same act as the act of Akira. If I throw a ball, so when is my act of Akira? When the ball is detached from my hand. And when is my active act of Anochi? Also when the ball is detached from my hand. I'll believe that my Saver is Nimshach until it drops. True, but there is only one active act of its own. In other words, the Anochi emanates from the same act as the Akira. Mashiach Kiva Mavir. So if I had a hit to my head, and I make care, or let's say I make my move, so Akira is looking at the Akira's head there, and then I stop, so Anocha is looking at Anocha's head there, so there is a separate act of Akira, and there is a separate act of Anocha. Now, in this case, where Hupe threw the ball, and then he was back up in Kene, and he went quickly, and he grabbed the ball. So the Akira is an Akira of Itzoi. The Akira is an Akira of Zrik, of Zerik. The Anoche is an Anoche not of Zerik, of Mavir. There is no such Anoche by Zerik. By Zerik, the Anoche of the Zerik emanates completely, exclusively, from the act of Akira. Here, when it went there, there is a separate act of Akira. So in other words, here we have a compilation. Now, they are two ingredients in the Avir of Israel, Akira and Anoche. So the Akira is an Akira of Zerik. And the Anoche is Anoche of Mavir. Of Mavir, there is a separate act. So the Shayo is, when the Gemara says, the Havi Mishnei Biyot and the Havi Mufoda, the Havi Mishnei Biyot and 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 the Havi Mishnei Biyot. So the question is, whether it is a product of Anoche, so according to this alternative in the Gemara, we cannot be Mitzari, an Akira of Zerik, and the Anoche of Mavir. We cannot be Mitzari, an Akira of Zerik, and the Anoche of Mavir. Either both the Akira and the Anoche are of Zerik, or the Akira and the Anoche are of Mavir. But to be Mitzari, an Akira of Zerik, and the Anoche of Mavir, that is the Shabbat. Right. Now, the Rach, now turn to the Rach, not the day. Wait a minute. Zorak in the Bukhim Azur. Wait a minute. Zorak in the Eka. Zorak in the Eka, who in the Eka? The Kibir now, she looks at which is Zorak, who asked me she Kibir. Shnei Kibir is a woman, she is Zorak. And she is Eka. And she said, Shnei Kibir. So according to Rashi's Gila Saint Joseph, on that's the same. So he's Shnei Kibir. He's Shnei Kibir. So then he's what? So the Kibir says, no. She says, Shnei Kibir is a woman. שם זורק, מי שנהג כשיבו, כשני דיון, לא כאלה חייר. או ידיד לו, אבי מרוכה, so it's כשני דיון דו, where the second person, the מקבל, he was passive, או ידיד לו, אבי מרוכה, עוד אומר אחד הוא, לא ידע כמי מוקים עושה, בגוד אבי מרוכה. אבל בקי עם הקימה, הוא יקים מהמוכה, כשני דיון דו, אבי מרוכה, לא אותו דיון. Now this is, as if, as in, Moshe. Now let's see the data. Where's the answer? תפי ימדה. כשני דיון דו, אני פות Hier is hier in Schnee nur der Vater ist nicht nur der Vater noch hey von einer Art zu sicher Vater in Buch hey wie wir haben so lange sagen die Buch hey wir haben ja noch wir noch die Kasse und hier noch da noch die Kasse noch hey kommen ich habe schon so wir haben uns die Schnee nur dann der Haie ja mal hier am Abend kennen die Kinder hat doch eine Art die Buch hey und haben Buch hey die sagen nach Schach hier noch kommen wir haben dann und Vater der habe So this expression is not found in the Rach, but this is how Tesis understands the Rach. The Havet Moshe Nezeh Minayu Yisnei, the Avo Pishe Viro Dalet Ameis. Avo Pishe Viro Dalet Ameis is born. Viro Dalet Ameis is born. In other words, suppose one has very long arms, very long hands, and he's standing in the Sarabi, and he has the Zirachim Tetsimer, and then he takes it, he doesn't move. He doesn't move, but takes it and he puts it. On the other hand, and suppose the distance between this end and that end has stretched out to you. Now his direction is in the other end. So he will not be high. So he will not be high. Now the question is, up and they so he stands in the same position. So there is no action of no anoche, nothing. Mashiach came when the person throws him up and then he runs and he grabs it at another place. So there is anoche. But it was received in the same hand. So it's in different ways. It's a different way. Now one thing is clear. Of course it's a bit Yiddish that problem. But one thing is clear. That now we saw yesterday, I mean the day before yesterday. So we saw that there are several sheets. The Gabe Mabi which is a Rabbi Mobile Masson. She can do my something else. So we have the sheet of things we have. And then we have the sheet of the Rabbi of the Rashbo, and then the Rashbo is there. So the sheet of things is in the sheet of things is made of the things that are means mass of Allah. So when he stops, then we look out down and see mass lower, the mass, the law, mass lower to knock his view, otherwise he is bothered. Why? Because the Anoche is the Mokim too. Let's say he has it. The Bible of Masson stops. Even though he makes him like his Anoche.